Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, let's update you on your lawn and garden and stuff like that. The president of the Bertog Landscape Company is Bob Bertog. Bob, thanks for joining us again today.
How are you doing today, John?
Well, I'm good. I'm just wondering, though, if this heat wave is 2 days long, is that going to be much concern? It's not a month. It's a couple of days. What do you say about this?
Couple of days, and I know a lot of people are going to be anxious to water their lawn. And just a general reminder, do not water at nighttime. It's the worst time to do it, especially if it's going to be humid tonight, because you're going to really spark those diseases to come into the lawn. Yeah, it is only 2 days, but I definitely keep my eyes open for some brown patches coming into your lawn.
Yeah, right. But it's not going to kill anything for 2 days, right?
Well, there are some diseases, if it's like Pythium blight, that can wipe out a golf course overnight.
I'm talking about the heat itself, though. You're talking about the blight, the mold, but that's because I watered at night. I'm just saying this heat wave is not going to, my plants will wither, but they'll come back if I water them appropriately and when the temperatures get cooler, eh?
Yes, they should.
Hey, Bob, you know what I want to do, though, is almost like as an apology. When I'm watering my plants sometimes, I want to just water the leaves of my bushes or even my tree. I squirt some water up there and say, here you go, fella. And I wonder what you thought about that.
Well, it's better to do it at the roots. And actually, like, if you, when you're watering your garden, and it's recommended to not water the leaves of, like, tomato plants because they get spots on them, and then the tomatoes get spots. And same with roses, too. You don't want to water the leaves of roses. You want to water them at the base.
You almost think there would be some beneficial effect to the plant if you cool it off that way, the same way you would your Labrador or your children. Give them a nice squirt of the hose and cool them off a little bit. I know I sound silly here, but I think some of us do that when we're standing there with the hose.
No, there's actually a word, it's called syringing. And actually, it is part of the landscape dictionary that if you just give it a cool off, it does cool off the plants. I'm just saying some plants don't respond well to watering on the leaves.
And the idea is, it's not all about me, Bob, but I do have those two maple trees that I spent a small fortune on in the front of my house. We've been dripping along the water line, and I guess we should still be doing that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. 312-981-7200. If you've got a question for Bob Bertog, here's your chance. 312-981-7200. Hey, Bob, what's the best way to get rid of Japanese beetles on knockout roses? What do you like about that, sir?
There's a program you can set up. It's multiple applications, and use systemic insecticide. So when they try to start feeding on it, they'll ingest the insecticide, and then they'll die. But the most effective way, actually, is to hit them with a contact insecticide. The bad part about that, they feed at night. So you got to be out there like Bill Murray with your flashlight on your head and scouting for them. But the systemic insecticide is pretty effective, though.
When can I dig up my blooming resurrection lily bulbs?
Well, I would wait until the heat's over with and you're just talking about digging them up and saving them for next year?
Yeah, I imagine they're transplanting them or something.
Well, if you're transplanting them, I would definitely not do it in this heat. If you're just digging out the bulbs for next year, again, I'd probably wait till fall.
Oh, that's right. They said bulbs, though. When can I dig up my blooming resurrection lily bulbs? Yeah, so I guess they're going to take them in for next year, right?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, so what's your advice on that, then? You could do that now. If you're not going to stick them back in the earth somewhere else.
You could dig them out if you're just going to store them in your basement or wherever.
Yeah, is that what you do? You stick them in the basement? Is that what you do?
That's what a lot of people do. You definitely want to make sure it's a dark area
and
not too cold.
Is there a dark area and cool? Is that what you said, Bob?
Yes, cool, but not too cold where they could freeze. Like in your garage, a lot of people put them in their garage, but it gets below freezing in your garage.
773 says, is there a spray to kill off Pachysandra ground cover where it's not wanted?
Any non-selective herbicide. Pachysandra is also a ground cover that it creeps. So if you hit it with a non-selective herbicide, it might translocate back into the plant and go, you might be knocking out some of the desirable stuff. If you run it if you don't want it growing in a certain section, just take a spade and cut it out.
312-981-7200 for Bob Bertog. Barbara, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
Hi. My question is, we have a tree in front of our townhouses that is in distress. Like, one of the branches has already died, and the other one looks like it's dying. So I bought this bio-advanced tree and shrub feed for the trees. Should I do it now, or should I wait till fall, or is it best to do it in spring? Is there a better time than others?
It's probably going to tell you right on the label the best time to do it. I'm not familiar with the product that you're describing, but if you read the label or Google that product,
I can't. Okay.
Time.
All right.
Yeah.
And so I'll do that.
It's like,
do you have any others?
It's like 0.5 font. I know it's almost impossible to read. And it's so frustrating because you know what the hell they're talking about half the time. Here's my advice. Go ahead and use it now. What are we kidding?
Me.
The thing's in distress. There you go.
It might be a good idea to call an arborist as well.
Well, I'm not. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's a townhouse community, and they had arborists out here, and nobody did a darn thing about it. So now I'm doing it.
How old or big is the tree? How big is this tree? How old is it?
Probably 15 feet high.
Yeah.
And it's older. It's 22 years old.
It's a slow grower.
What kind of tree is it? Do you know offhand?
No, but it has little red berries on it.
Mm.
Lots of them.
Yeah, yeah.
A small leaf and little red berries.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to leave it at that stuff you got, read the label. Or get somebody to read the label, because I understand your frustration. But arborists you often defer to, Bob, and I it seems like such a strange thing for us ordinary citizens to look up and call. But that's a guy that's going to show up in a truck, or a gal, go to your house and look at the tree. That they do that sort of thing?
Yes, and most of the arborists are licensed arborists. You have to be take a series of tests and things to become licensed, and then they know trees. I mean, I'll defer to an arborist. I know enough to get me in trouble. I always defer to the professional arborist.
Bob, you ready for more questions?
Sure.
Okie dokie. Let's talk to John. You're on WGN. John, how can we help you?
Yeah, I am going to be putting in a new lawn this fall, and the piles of black dirt I have are filled with weeds. So what do I treat that with, and what kind of seed do you recommend?
Well, actually, the fact that there's weeds in the soil, that's indication that it's good soil. I would, spread it out, and before you seed, you can hit it with a selective herbicide, but then you're going to have to wait 2 weeks before you seed. You're going to have weeds no matter what. I'd just get the grass, get it started, and then after 3 or 4 weeks, then you can hit it with a herbicide. But the weeds are going to be there. You're not going to be able to choke them out.
I imagine that pile of dirt is sitting there. By the time you spread them out, you've de-rooted or destroyed some of them. I mean, you're not going to grow a lawn of weeds. He could probably put the dirt out there and seed it right away, huh, Bob?
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, don't overthink it, and try and get rid of all the weeds before you put the seed down. It's like you said, you're going to cultivate it, and probably most of those plants, or the weeds, are going to die anyway because they're going to be out of the soil.
Okay, and what kind of seed do you recommend for, up here in northern Illinois?
It depends if it's sunny or shady, what it's going to be used for. Are there going to be dogs on it? There's a bunch of different mixes you could use, but probably just a good bluegrass mix with some perennial ryegrass in there as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good luck to you on all of that. That ryegrass gets the grass growing, but it dies off, but it at least helps establish the lawn. Is that right, Bob?
The perennial ryegrass will come back every year.
Perennial comes back every year, but the ryegrass is not going to be there, right?
No, the perennial ryegrass will come back every year. Annual ryegrass is what you use to hold things together while the bluegrasses are germinating.
Okay,
they
pardon
take
me.
A lot longer to germinate. Yeah.
And was that the mix that you were talking about, though?
No, I was just recommending a bluegrass mix and with some perennial rye in there, too. Perennial ryegrass is tougher. It's a tougher blade of grass.
Let's see here. How about, Rudiger? You're on WGN. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi. My recently had a couple arborvitae trees die, And in the empty hole where those trees used to be, my next-door neighbor is ashing his cigars and cigarettes in there. And I want to replant some new arborvitaes, but I'm concerned that he's ruined the soil, or is that an organic matter that won't conflict with the new bushes being planted there?
We have never got this question. Bob?
Your hole makes an ashtray. That's great for your neighbor. It shouldn't be a problem. It's organic matter. So you're fine to plant. You know, I'd scoop them out of there or till them in or however, whatever you want to do, but they'll be fine.
I'd put a cottonwood tree in there and have it blow into his lawn. That's what I would do.
That works.
Yeah, that's great. Do you have any other advice for having failed these arborvitaes in the past? They're tough to keep around.
Well, then it could be a location thing. There could be a soil issue. If they keep dying, I would definitely take a soil test.
Doesn't that require a certain acidity level? Isn't it supposed to be a little more on one end of the spectrum, the arborvitae?
No, it's pretty standard soil. But again, if you're trying this for another round of it, I'd be more concerned that there's something going on in the soil.
Are those shade sensitive, those plants, Bob? Can they be in sun or shade?
Pretty much, yeah. Certain varieties I would prefer more shade. Other varieties prefer more sun. It's kind of like hosta. There's a million different varieties of arborvitae.
Got it. Okay, Rudiger, good luck to you. And at least the hole has not been contaminated by the neighbor. But what an interesting neighbor. I mean, how many cigars is this guy smoking? It's 127 on WGN. Maybe just a quick call from Virginia. How can we help you, Virginia? You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Trying to get rid of clover and thistle. These are two really hard to manage. My husband keeps pulling them out at the root, and they just keep coming back. I guess maybe our soil is so good.
Bob, I suppose you're going to recommend a selective herbicide that she should sprinkle on there?
That's correct. And make sure you put it at the highest concentration you can. Don't put it on it still has to be diluted. But they usually give you a range, maybe an ounce to 3 ounces per gallon. Use the higher end of it, because thistle is very hard to control.
And that's not going to kill the grass, though, is it?
No.
Can I put it on now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Should I do two courses of it, and then when it starts to come back on, ha-ha, you hit it again?
I would with the thistle, yes. But I don't spray it in this heat, though.
Okay.
You want to make sure it's in the 80s.
Have your husband out there maybe on Friday. Saturday it's going to be cooler anyway.
Okay. There you go.
There's Bob Bertog from the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. We'll call you next week, Bob.
Okay. Thanks, John. Have a good week.